Karikatura. Heute live im Musikmagazin, heute Abend live dann im Red Rabbit ab 22 Uhr. Thank you so much for that version of the song. So, who founded the band? Was it you, Dima?
Yeah, it was me.
One guy with his guitar traveling around the world, then came back to New York. And
yeah.
How did you find all these guys?
Oh man, how did I find these guys?
Why,
I had a big backpack. I was traveling. I'm from New York. I was born in Ukraine and I grew up in New York, so that's kind of my home base. And I was traveling for a long time, and I knew I had to come back to New York to put together this band, because New York just has all the best musicians. All the best musicians from the world come to New York, you know? So it's kind of like, if you're going to put together a band that's going to have a lot of styles and sounds and the best musicians go around the world, for me, it was only New York. So I came back to New York and I found Ryan. We started working on songs together and kind of just developing some demos I had and just working together. And at first I had a few like friends helping me out from my old days, but I really, when I started this band, I really wanted to travel with the band, because that's actually what happened. I was traveling by myself and I got sick of doing it by myself, and I said, I want to do it with people, and I want to bring music everywhere I go.
That's why you formed the band, to go on tour?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy, because a lot of people...
traveling, paid traveling.
Yeah,
isn't it? Or
yeah.
Traveling for free, at least.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. But no, but that's basically it. Yeah, I kind of, which is, you know, was very difficult with the people I knew in New York, because, like I said before, a lot of people find everything they need in New York and never want to leave. And that's cool, but that's not what I wanted. I really wanted to find a bunch of people that were willing to go and travel and make more stories. You know, I was loving the life I was having like that, and I really wanted to make that my life. And so I put together this band to do just that. And, you know, my goals have changed a bit. You know, as we evolve, we want to... It's not just travel that we want to do. We want to do more than just travel, because they're really... Travel is great, but you have to do something with your travels, you know, in the long scheme, you know. Sometimes a vacation is great, but I wanted to do something with my travels. And so formed this band, and yeah, and eventually, like, one by one, kind of found all these crazy people, you know, like Ryan I met in New York. And we started.
Ryan was the first one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ryan was the first
originally one. From New York?
No.
Who is originally from New York?
I mean, I'm...
You're from Ukraine.
I'm a technicality, yeah. Because I came to New York when I was 4, so I grew up in New York. I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the only one in the band, but...
Suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people.
Where are you guys from? Suburbs. I'm interested in... Are you from,
so,
I don't know, Missouri or...
Yeah.
One from Germany?
Yeah. I'm from the South in Virginia.
Who are you?
I'm Eric, the bass player from the South.
That's why you don't sing.
Yes, exactly. There's many reasons why I don't sing, but that's probably true.
Because he's too busy jumping, usually.
I am. You can come to the White Rabbit and see for yourself tonight. You can see why I don't sing.
We're here in the south as well, of Germany.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
In Bavaria, you know. It's true.
Crazy
people in the south.
Is this the dirty south?
No.
That's a compliment.
American joke.
Cultural exchange, Dima.
Sorry.
Clean stuff.
Lost in translation, sorry.
But Ryan is from... He won't tell you this, but he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's kind of shameful, but it's okay. We don't hold it against him. He's one of the good ones.
I'm one of the most peaceful New Jerseyans.
Yes. Yeah.
In your travels.
Just laid back.
So peaceful, he had to leave.
I don't know the New Jerseyans.
Have you seen The Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire?
Unfortunately, not.
Yeah.
Just The Wire, but I mean...
Yeah.
Oh.
Is somebody
that's
from Baltimore?
No.
I'm close. I'm not too far.
Sure.
2 hours away from Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, New Jersey has a reputation in the States. It's kind of like the way the Germans and French talk crap about each other. You're like, you share a border. You're basically right there. I can, like, walk to France from parts of Germany the same way we can walk between New York and New Jersey over a bridge. But, you know, you still have this kind of, like, competition, and you still talk and you say things about each other. And some African would look at you and say, you guys are not that different from each other. But between yourselves, you're just like, oh, those French, oh, those Germans, similar, New York, New Jersey.
Are we all the same for Europeans?
No.
No.
Nobody's the
not.
Same.
No.
Come on.
course. Uh-huh.
Or maybe the Switzerlands and Austrians and Germans, maybe.
No, everybody's different.
Come on.
All the German languages are totally different. And actually, the more we travel here, the more we realize how different the German languages are.
And just the temperament of people, too. I mean, even when I spent a lot of time in Czech Republic when I was in university. I was here for like 4 months. But, you know, I had never really even gone to Slovakia during that time. I traveled around to some of the places, but then I actually came here with the band last year. We toured Slovakia twice, and I was, like, amazed. And it made me really understand why there was such a split between the Czech Republic and Slovakia, because there's such different people. I mean, the Czechs are very, I guess, stout, and they're stoic. They're kind of colder, whereas the Slovakians are much warmer and more easygoing and outgoing.
But it is also true that as you travel, you start to see more similarities than you see differences everywhere you go. You receive such warm hospitality, you see such love for music, and you see just wonderful people everywhere. And there's ways in which we're all different and we distinguish ourselves, but there's also ways in which we're all very similar. Oh. And that's what's kind of wonderful about this journey that we're on is seeing how much we share with strangers everywhere we go.
Yeah, music is the universal language. Yeah. That,
everyone dances.
Especially the world music.
Yeah. Oh, see what you did there?
Uh-huh. So, you know, we do all
language,
that. Even in Germany, you see the differences in some ways. Like, you know, the Bavarians like their leather pants and, you know... Berliner.
Oh boy.
Can you please help this man? Only in October.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They're quite normal. Normally.
We were not trying to insult the Bavarians. We like their leather pants.
Stop digging the hole, Diva.
You American think that every German is like Bavarian.
No, that's not true. This is our third time in Germany.
Okay.
We've been to about
your experience.
16 or 17 cities in Germany.
And why don't we, we have a German here. Why don't we ask him what he thinks
about us? Yeah, we have a German with us full time
to
provide commentary on how ignorant
where
we are.
Where is he from?
Well, unfortunate. It's very unfortunate for you that I'm not representative.
Actually, we have a very Latino German with us.
Well, I grew up in the Ruhrgebiet. It's a bit awkward to speak English on a...
You can speak German.
Speak German.
No, but I mean, I don't want to...
No, speak German.
You have to be able to criticize me.
Okay.
This, right?
Speak so, Ruhrpott.
As a matter of fairness, I'm from the Ruhrpott. I grew up in between Dortmund and Bochum and Witten.
I know a guy from Witten.
11 years I haven't been living in that place. But, I mean, you guys know my family now. You know all my friends.
Yeah, we slept at his parents' house last night. It's great.
In Witten.
Yeah.
And the fact that I come from this place doesn't really matter at all.
Right?
Because
we met
like
till
Ryan
in New York.
Said, when we travel, we tend to meet people that like to socialize with us despite any kind of difference that there might be. So we end up feeling that the similarities are bigger, more meaningful, more important than whatever kind of slight difference there might be between us. So, and we also tend to socialize with people that like us. And the idea of dissolving borders and boundaries between groups of people. So... this is probably also the idea behind the music a bit. Yeah. I won't comment on this. That's
Are you an open band project where other people could join eventually, or are you a closed and fixed seven-headed band?
Well, we're trying to be as I mean the main guys like Ryan. Ryan and I have been working together for almost 3 years now. Eric and Joe, our sax player, who is from just outside of Philadelphia, originally from England, they joined us before our very first European tour. So about a year and a half now, they've been with us. Morgan joined us earlier this year. This is his first tour with us, but Morgan, our drummer. But this is kind of like our most fixed kind of core group. And till we met... a while ago.
2010.
Yeah, almost 2 years ago in New York. Yeah. And he's kind of a very interesting human who jumps across the Atlantic Ocean very much. So when he's in New York, we went down to New Orleans with Till. We've traveled a lot. And when we're in Europe, he comes and plays with us. So unfortunately, we can't have him all the time. But he's been a pretty consistent presence in our lives for 2 years.
It's unfortunate that I don't live in New York at the moment, but I shall be back. Yeah. 11 more months and right. I will be back for good.
Right. And then we have Dan here, our second trombonist, who is just joining us for this tour. So, you know, it is open. We have a core group. We have a core group where we write together, we talk together, we conceptualize, we strategize, we
work on the tour together.
We book tours together, we fight, we make up, we have meals, our girlfriends know each other. So that's a core group, but we also have an openness. Like in many cities, we have guest musicians joining us. Yeah. Like if somebody comes, usually horn players. Mm-hmm.
Indiana, our host was a violinist, and we invited her up to play us a couple songs, and she jumped
right
in.
Turned into a 13-piece band spontaneously on occasion.
Yeah. Yeah, so the band can grow, and we
so people can bring their instruments tonight and.
Yes, but
we'll be charging $5, €5 for every musician who wants to.
It'll be heavy auditions.
Beer and hugs.
Yeah. I mean,
gotta learn the music first. So if they can learn the music before tonight, no problem.
Yeah,
it was a small pie.
Yeah, no, but it's an interesting thing, you know, because we have songs. But there is a degree of improvisation to our music, as you saw. Yeah. Like the version of Some Kind of that we played, you'll never hear it like exactly like that again. So there's a lot of improvisation, and also we play in so many formats. We play in the metros of New York, play in the subway stations, and we play in on the street. We played in Alexanderplatz just the other day in Berlin, but we also play stages. So it's like the songs change depending on the format, who's there. You know, but the core group is really what makes the sound, and then we have guests who will just create a one-time, special experience in that moment, which is the best thing about live music, is that if you weren't there, you didn't see it. You know, you missed it, and it's gone. So we try to create those special moments very much, and the band changes in size.
That's how we make a lot of our friends too. You know, we've played the first time we toured around Europe, like if we were playing out in an afternoon in a plaza, like, and people pass by and hear us, the people who are attracted by the sound of our music are probably going to be people who we're going to get along with, and then we play and we make friends, and then next time we come back we're playing shows together in new cities, and it's kind of a growing fun
family.
It's
a family.
Caricatura family.
Yeah, and it just.
But definitely tonight, if there's musicians listening right now who are horn players or can join a horn section, they're welcome to join our ranks tonight. We'll show them something, or they'll show us something.
That's you're hearing that from the boss of the horn section.
Yeah. At the White Rabbit.
White Rabbit. That's right.
Also alle Blechbläserinnen können kommen.
I'm not completely sure.
Ich sag's weiter. Ich kenne mindestens zwei. I know at least two of them here in Freiburg.
So yeah, please definitely invite them.
Oh no. So my last question before we will listen to a last song of you, because time is almost over. It's my favorite question. What would you say is the significant difference between Berlin and Friedenhagen you played? I've never heard of Friedenhagen.
Oh, man.
I mean, does it matter for you where you're performing?
The difference, I mean, a city like Berlin is huge, you know, and New York is huge. So when we go to a city like Berlin, there's something that's similar, like... there's a huge music scene. There's lots of little music scenes in the larger scene. And so we're playing in all different kinds of places. And the people that we meet are, I think, people who live in that big of a city have a similar mentality. There's like a sort of like, there's so many people around me kind of way of existing. Like, whereas in Redenhagen, it's a small village. The people there, the skies are wide open. There's farms, there's forests. The club we played in, there were a bunch of people there ready to dance right from the beginning, like
in an old barn, a converted barn. Yeah.
So they're all waiting for you.
Yeah. But yeah,
the difference between playing in a metropolis like Berlin is you might be one of 100 concerts that night. You know, and many people might decide to stay home and not go at all. If you play in Bredenhagen, you are one of one concert that night. And if people want to go out, they'll probably come out, you know?
It's and almost so for like us, in Freiburg.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Sorry, no offense. Freiburg's a bigger city.
Freiburg's
bigger than Bredenhagen.
Trust me.
But not more than one concert at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
good for us. Every night you have one.
Yes.
In Bredenhagen you have one every week.
Once a week.
One a week. Okay. That's all they're allowed.
But to answer your question, we like playing at all these venues. Yeah. You know, if we're playing in a small kind of living room type cafe, you know, we'll try to adapt our sound to that and play for those people. If we're playing, you know, outside at a big festival kind of concert for hundreds or even thousands of people, we'll adapt our sound to that. You know, you have a different way of interacting with the audience, but you always try to, you know, connect to people, help them dance, help them enjoy themselves, you know.
Okay, so let's play the last song.
All right.
I say thank you for coming to our show.
Thank you, Shirley.
What are we doing? See you tonight at the concert at the White Rabbit. Im White Rabbit um 10 Uhr geht's los. Karikatur.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? You guys decided this. Bella?
Sure.
All right, so this is a song. It's a brand new song. It's not on any CD, so this is kind of an exclusive kind of thing. You only hear this song live, and it's kind of the story. It's a very kind of New York story, actually. It's about these bars very close to where I live in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, where these women are paid to dance with people. You can go to this bar. It's not prostitution, but it's many, like, immigrants, a lot of illegal immigrants, or just people, you know, that go there just to dance. They don't have somebody to dance with, so they actually pay women to dance with them per song. You know, for only one song, they pay a certain amount of money, and that connection means something to them, you know, whatever. They're
so
a long
you're
way.
So far away from your family, and you're doing it to follow work. It's a very lonely life to lead, so you need company every once in a while.
Yeah, so this song is about that. This Bailarina. That is the name of the song, Bailarina. We're going to be recording a new CD next year, so this will probably be on it. We'll be back to Europe. But for now, this is an exclusive performance. And you might hear something you recognize in it, too.
Bailarina.